So speaking of reputations, why do you think you're so polarizing? Why do you think people feel the way that they do about you? You know, when I go to shows, I hear the chatter. You know, I'm just there as a journalist and I hear the chatter. Why do you think people feel the way they do about you? What is it about you?
Everybody's your friend until you don't have a spot for them on a show. And, you know, that's something I learned in the business from Homicide. And, you know, when Tier 1 first started, I wanted to use, like, the best up-and-coming guys from the New York area. But the thing is, most of them aren't that good. And I really hate to say it that way. And I guess, you know, I'll name names. Like, guys like Joey Ace, I thought the world of, and he's very generic. Like, he's a salty dog. He doesn't know if he's a good guy. He doesn't know if he's a bad guy. He has no character. He has no direction. I would ask him for a promo and he would get something completely off the wall. Then he would, you know, book himself in like a number one contendership match on a promo. And, you know, these guys can't follow direction. And it was it was absurd to me. So like little by little, you know, we had to start bringing guys in from different areas because the New York guys wouldn't follow direction. I guess, you know, there's bitterness because, you know, they were getting booked one day and now they're not. I don't know, man. Like when I left House of Glory and Tier 1 first started, I had all of them hating me. And because of that, I had Earl Cooter hating me and then all of his students. And then his students would tell other people. And it was just like, you know, the word of mouth went out. There was lies that got piled up on top of more lies, on top of more lies. And I was always told to no-sell the bullshit. So I no-sold it for a long-ass time. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I don't care about people's opinion of me because I know I'm a good person. So they could go fuck themselves.